By Yahweh's Design, a two-seat-line Israelite ministry with Pastor Dan. Now here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome everybody to By Yahweh's Design. I'm Pastor Dan, your host for this one-hour radio program coming to you over the Heritage Broadcasting System. We welcome all of our kinsmen around the globe who are listening via computers on the internet, C-band satellite, FM rebroadcasted radio, and rebroadcasted shortwave, 4D TV, channel 954. May Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, bless each and every one of you. First and foremost, we do dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who was the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who was later surnamed Israel. For all good things come from him, and we wish to give him all the praise, glory, and honor for allowing us this opportunity to bring his truth to his holy remnant, the lost sheep of the house of Jacob Israel, also known as the Caucasian or Covenant Peoples of the Earth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. All praise Yahweh in Paleo-Hebrew. We are a two-seed line racial covenant identity ministry, and we've been studying this truth for a good number of years now. At no time do we claim to be perfect, and therefore do encourage your participation. Please feel free to write to us at any time with your comments and or questions. Tonight's program is entitled A True German Patriot, and our guest this evening is Herr Manfred Roeder from Germany, and we will be playing back for you a previously recorded phone interview that was done earlier this week. So bear with me.
Herr Roeder?
Yes, speaking.
This is Pastor Dan. How are you doing?
Greetings.
Willkommen. Wie geht es Ihnen?
Ja, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Okay, well, we're all set up at this end. I spoke with Mr. Hess for a little bit today to get some better ideas on how we can conduct this. So I've just got a list of questions, if that's okay with you, and then we'll just chat here for a while, and that will be the sum of it.
Yeah.
Okay, the first thing, there's a lot of people here in America. Of course, you're over in Germany right now. But many people here who are not familiar with you, so for the folks who don't know you, if you could just give a little background, you know, about how old you are and some of the things you've done in your life to this point, and so they know a little bit about you.
Well, I was born in 1929, 75 years ago in Berlin, and of course I grew up in National Socialist Germany and was kind of patterned by it, and it was a great time we had. I wish many people would have the luck to go through the times we had in the 30s and 40s.
Uh-huh. So it wasn't as bad as our history books tell us it was then?
It certainly was not. Germany was a country of order and discipline and joy of life, full of it. And especially if you think of the Olympics 1936 in Berlin, the whole world came to celebrate with us and greet us. There was no flicker of discrimination of Germany being a National Socialist state.
Uh-huh. And if I remember right, Time magazine here in the United States had Mr. Adolf Hitler as the man of the year in 1938 on their front cover. Did you know that?
Sure. And rightful so, because he was the outstanding statesman of the century.
Uh-huh. Well, it's hard to get a clear picture of really what Germany was like, having been a young man growing up in the 50s and 60s in America. Most of the textbooks and reports and different things that I had to read never painted the my German ancestors in a very good light. And for the folks listening, too, I might let you know that Herr Roeder is a German patriot, and he is a nationalist, and he loves his people, of course, being the Germanic people. And most of us in America, the white European Americans, we have, many of us, Germanic blood in us. Now, when you, you speak with authority, and would you let the folks know what you consider your authority to do and say the things that you do?
Well, first of all, I compare the times in those days and compare today. Just to give you a recent example, we had yesterday a big celebration here of about 80 young people, so-called skinheads. They had come to me, so to speak, as political refugees. They wanted to celebrate the birthday of one of them in their village in a private guest house. The police informed them that they would never allow anybody to enter that village. They would be arrested. So they came to me asking whether they could celebrate with me. And being politically persecuted myself, of course, I had great sympathy with them and told them they are most welcome. And 80 of them came, men and women alike, and even babies with them, who were not allowed to celebrate a private birthday on a private property. This is so unparalleled of suppression and dictatorship. We never had anything like this in the Third Reich under Adolf Hitler. We were free citizens, enjoyed life, and volunteered voluntarily and joyously for any service we could do.
Now, do you consider the scriptures, the Bible, as authority in order to do what our people should be doing?
Sure. I have been active in the Evangelical Church in Germany for many years and have worked with international groups motivated by basic Christianity. And I take my whole authority from, you can say, from the Word of God, which is not only printed in the Bible, but it speaks in your heart. Because Jesus came to tell us that the heaven is near. Heaven, the kingdom of God is right in your heart. And that's a real message of liberty and authority, which he practiced himself and got into conflict with the Pharisees and scribes, who he called serpents and snakes and others who were spreading vermin all over the world. And he called them sons of the devil, liars and murderers from the beginning. So he knew what he was talking about because he was living right among them.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Could you tell us what you consider your identity to be and who you love?
Well, first of all, I am a born German with a great, great Russian grandmother. My father comes from Russia. He was born in Petersburg, as was my grandfather. So we had connections to the east, to the eastern European nations. And as you probably know, hundreds and thousands of Germans were called by Catherine, the great Tsarin, to Russia. And we had cooperation over 250 years. And that's my family background. And some of my ancestors are buried in East Prussia, which was robbed after the Second World War from us. Ancient German territory. And the whole European order now is based on the will of Stalin, the greatest barbarian that has ever lived. He drew the borders that we have in Europe now. And I call everybody a Stalinist who wants to build a new Europe on the situation that we have, because it was created by Stalin. And the Western powers, the culprits, just as equal to Stalin, trusted him or wanted his dictatorship over Europe and supported his claims for these borders and the injustice especially done to us Germans.
Mm-hmm.
We can never build a new Europe on the situation as we have it now. We, the people, are never asked about any basic decisions. whether concerning living foreigners invading our country, squandering millions and billions of marks all around the world, they get away with a D-mark now without asking anybody, integrating us into NATO and European unity without ever asking anybody.
Oh,
I think it's a blatant criminal dictatorship that we are living under, created by the American government at the end of the war with Roosevelt and Truman and Joe Stalin. And I, as a lawyer and brought up in Christian heritage, can never accept such an injustice done to any nation, any people. So I protested against it publicly and conferred with Dönitz, the last head of state, about the situation and asked him what to do. He said, Mr. Röhler, I leave it up to you. I will not, do not want to be and cannot be any longer the Reich President. You can continue from here. That's what that did.
Oh, wow. Okay. Could you tell us in your words then what you feel is wrong in Germany and what your vision for Germany in the future is?
Well, we have been denied any international law since the end of the war. We are still occupied. The former victors, the American government, the British, the French, etc., have never made a peace treaty with us. They refused to do it up to this day. Germany has never been sovereign after the war. Not one square inch on the globe is under German control without anybody else interfering. Not one square centimeter.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russians are the only ones who have withdrawn 5 years ago, 6 years ago from our territory. They were the only the only ones that kept their word to withdraw their occupation troops. The others said, open blatantly, we stay here forever to control you. So I'm not going to accept the situation anymore and take the great freedom fighter like Gandhi, who fought for his country for 50 years for liberation from colonial government and subjugation.
Mm-hmm.
And his principle was, you are not meant to suffer any injustice without protesting against it. Injustice should be openly confronted and should not be taken for granted. And that's what I have made to my slogan over my life. And so I stood up and said, you are all liars and swindlers and dictators, and we won't have it anymore. We want the German Reich back. We want our own government. Based on the will of the people and not based on any occupation law, which we still have today.
Yes, I agree with you. In your own opinion, then, who would you say is causing the greatest amount of the problems in present-day Germany?
Well, I have said this in an open letter to the Bundestag, that's our parliament, and to the government. I called them the greatest criminal organization we ever had in history. It's our own representatives. They are not representing the people, they are representing themselves, and they are carrying out orders they get from beyond the Atlantic. They get orders from so far from Clinton and Mrs. Albright. They had to go there and take orders and execute them, let's say in the Kosovo War. They did this on American orders. Before that, they were kind of pacifists and said, never any war again. But when they came back from Washington, they said, we have to do it. The American government wanted. So, and behind the American government in Clinton's days, where the whole of Jewry standing, I know that Clinton was surrounded practically totally by Jews, and they had a field day operating the whole world through Clinton and his clique.
Mm-hmm. I see. And, who's resisting these problems in Germany today? I mean, without giving, you know, exact names, etc.
I tell you, especially the young generation, the so-called skinheads,
uh-huh.
who are just by instinct, you know, they feel that basically everything is wrong. The government is a treacherous government. The government is not trustworthy. They are lying to us wherever they can. They suppress us. We have laws in Germany suppressing our opinion like no other state in the world. There's no nation that is politically so oppressed and intimidated as it is Germany today. And these youngsters, they stand up, they go through hell and fire. They are beaten up by the police and by left-wing hooligans. We had 80 of them here last night, persecuted by the police. And they found shelter here on my premises, and we celebrated their birthday and sang songs, and they had a great evening. The police standing outside and looking frustrated. So among these youngsters, there is a hardcore of opposition, and I tell them that they need training. They are just rebelling against what is wrong, but they also need to learn to fight for what is right. And that I am, as an older man with more experience, will help them to find that what they should be fighting for.
That's excellent. So they basically, they have the inside them, they know what's wrong, and inside them, they have the righteous indignation that the scriptures talk about. They just need to be refined and have proper leadership.
Absolutely. That's it.
Okay, excellent. Could you tell us a little bit about the NPD and your involvement in the NPD?
Well, I was never a member of the NPD, but the NPD asked me in 1998, when there were federal elections, to be a direct candidate on their behalf, without being a member, because I had made so many headlines and all the television all the television stations had reported about me for weeks and weeks on end because of an incident when I spoke to officers, German officers in the academy in Hamburg, and told them about our work that we did in East Prussia together with the Russians. And when the press and brought this out that I had talked to high staff officers, they made a big fuss and stink about it, that right winger, as they call it, or right extremist, was allowed to talk to German officers. What I said was applauded. Everybody was of my opinion that what we did was splendid work, helping people in East Prussia, but I, as a so-called right-winger, were not allowed to say things like this.
Uh-huh. So in your situation, the problem is the same problem we're finding here in the United States and in Canada, is the media twists the facts and the truth constantly to represent the left, the liberal establishment, versus the truth. So one of your biggest enemies, it sounds like, is the same thing that we have here, and that is a press that cannot tell the truth.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Well, I always tell the people, you know, that the press and the Jews or whatever or foreign powers may suppress us as much as they want. The people really guilty of wrong are those who submit to their pressure. Our own people in the parliament or in government who succumb to these pressures from outside.
Yeah.
That's a question of character. It's a question of politics.
It is time for our people to stand up to tyranny, is what you're saying.
That is a good saying in English. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose too, and dare to make it known. And that's about my slogan I'm fighting with.
That's excellent. Yes, I haven't heard that in a good number of years.
Do you know that once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide?
No.
It's a fight of truth with falsehood for the good or evil side. Some great cause, God's new Messiah, offering each his bloom or blight. And the choice goes by forever twixt that darkness and that light. Then to side with truth is noble when we share her wretched crust. Ere her cause bring fame and virtue, and it's prosperous to be just. Then it is a brave man chooses while the coward stands aside, till the multitude make virtue of the faith they had denied. That's a Methodist hymn book, you know.
Uh-huh.
I love that very much because it's exactly the situation. We have to stand up for what's right, for what God has called us to do. And I just traveled to South Africa, you know, and the Boers, absolutely frustrated and hopeless, always ask me for Mr. Rayler, give us some hope, what can we do? I said, very simple, the hope, that's you. If you start fighting, you have hope. If you are not fighting, you have no hope, you're hopeless. And you will go under and you vanish from the earth. If you start fighting for your rights, that to be governed by yourself and not by blacks, as it is not today, if you start fighting, you will have the sympathy of people around the world and even support. If you fight for your own heritage, for your own government, not suppressing the blacks or governing them, but you want to live for yourself as the blacks want to live for themselves.
Yes. Well, it seems today every person of different race has a right to want to live for their people except the white race.
Exactly. That's it.
Yes.
And, I tell them that you have to kind of tell them around, take this in into the opposite. You say, if the blacks didn't want to live under white government, far less should the whites with a higher intelligence standard can live under a black rule. When I was in South Africa last week, you know, there's a black sitting, let's say, at a post office or airline counter, and they don't understand what they are doing, and behind them a white woman or man is standing telling them how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an absolute shame that people running us who have not the knowledge and the conception of what they are doing. It's absolutely degrading.
Yes. Well, I've gotten reports from people in Brazil, people in South Africa, people in Australia. A friend of mine has recently taken a short-term job in Cairo in Egypt. And then we had a guest on last week who was in the Canadian Royal Air Force during World War II. And he spent a lot of time in Germany after the war, and he said basically the same thing you're telling us, that there is a common person behind a lot of our troubles and that the truth was never really told. And being a Canadian, that he was very much upset that we were even over there fighting Germany. We should not have been there. And that is my opinion and many of the people here's opinion that have studied this issue.
And that's the opinion of Pat Buchanan.
Yes.
He wanted to also candidate for president,
mm-hmm.
but he was smeared and suppressed by the press and by the media. He was, I am absolutely sure, he was expressing what the majority of the normal American people would think and support if they had the chance to do it. But they smeared him and degraded him so much that he couldn't candidate.
Yes.
He said so too that the Americans had no business ever to enter a European war.
I agree.
They were never threatened by anybody.
I agree. I got a favor to ask you, Herr Roeder. Would you let us know what we can do to help you and possibly give us an address for those of us in America who wish to support you, that we could send either donations or letters of encouragement?
Well, it would be great, Pastor Dan. That would be absolutely top and super. I have just written to the, I've written 10 years ago to the United Nations, to the General Secretary, why they were so concerned about Kuwait, you know, when the Iraqis annexed it,
mm-hmm.
And why they have never mentioned the rob of East German territory, which was 10 or 100 times bigger than Kuwait. So they answered me within a week and said it was never put on the agenda by the German delegation. So I said, then I will do it. Here is, I asked the United Nations, I have repeated this again and sent about a month ago another letter to the new General Secretary and said, if the German delegation has never done it, I'll do it now on behalf of the German nation, of the millions who feel suppressed and have never been represented by our treacherous federal government. The German Reich has not vanished. It still exists, and I am speaking on its behalf. and ask for the date in America to speak in front of the United Nations, explain the legal situation that we should be in power again, and I will inform every government around the world to support us. Now, what you can do now, and anybody can do, this, I'm a private person, but I have thousands of people behind me supporting this. What we need, of course, is support from all around the world that international law should be applied to Germany as well as to other nations and not withheld because of occupation. We need donations to carry on this fight. We need support by letter or calls, and they could send it to me, to my address. You have, or shall I repeat it?
Sure. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. It's my name is Manfred Broder, and I speak on behalf of the all the millions in Germany who want back the Reich, which is suppressed since 1945. My address is Richberg. It is practically the street or the house where I live. But anybody knows me, if you just write Manfred Broder, R-O-E-D-E-R, and then zip code D for Germany, and then 34639. 34639 is a zip code, and then Schwarzenborn. That means Blackborn City. You can also write Blackborn City, and they'll reach me.
Is that right? Okay. Okay.
Well, it's a big area for military training.
Oh, okay.
Okay, folks, we're going to pause for just a few minutes to have a station break, so stay tuned for the second half of the interview on Heritage Broadcasting. Thank you.
Pastor Dan. Here's your
host, Pastor Dan. Hey, every person of different race has a right to want to live for their people except the white race.
Exactly, that's it.
Yes.
I tell them that you have to kind of tell them around, take this into the opposite. You say, if the blacks didn't want to live under white government, we are carrying this on now. I have written to Putin in Russia that we want the new cooperation with Russia and get rid of the suppression by Western Jews and Western governments that want to keep the occupation law over us. Putin should support our initiative to get world recognition and cooperation in East Prussia or wherever.
Mm-hmm. And for the folks that didn't quite catch that, you were talking about the president of Russia. You contacted the president of Russia. Okay, well, that's excellent. And for the folks who didn't quite get that, if they contact me, I'll be glad to give you Herr Roeder's address at any time.
I'm publishing newsletters monthly and also a brochure to my German readers, but from time to time, let's say five or six times per year, I also inform people in the English language, and anybody wanting to get in touch with me or support me, I'll answer in English and will send them a regular information letter.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Let me put that, I'm writing this down as we're talking about it here, because I think we have a mutual friend, Mr. Hans Schmidt, in Florida. I've asked him to be a guest, but he is so busy conducting German-American national affairs down there that he can't come to the program just yet. He's busy writing some books, I believe.
Yeah, he just published one this last week.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And hopefully, as we continue our relationship here, Herr Roeder, I'm trying to teach myself German, so occasionally I may try to say something and I'll probably not pronounce it right. But you'll have to bear with me, okay? Because I don't have the privilege of a German-speaking person right around me to practice. I'm strictly in a book, so you have to be generous with your understanding in that regard. I am trying, being half German myself on my mother's side. I'm trying to learn the ancient languages. So anyway, that's excellent. And we will definitely get the word out to try to get you some help and support from our people here who...
Just allow me a word, a personal word.
Yes.
My younger brother, he immigrated to America and he became a career officer and was and retired as lieutenant colonel.
Oh.
Of the American Army. He was a helicopter pilot. Engaged for 2 years in the Vietnam War. He got all the decorations you could get. He was shot down 5 times.
Oh.
He was a real fighter on your side, but certainly not representing the American government, but convinced that he was helping people in need.
Uh-huh.
And my sister married to America and lives in North Carolina. My younger sister, so we are really connected with America. And I have been over there many, many times and stayed there, well, if you count it all together, at least 3 years, and have met so many marvelous people, not only of German descent, but people from every background, even including Negroes and black Muslims, who were enthusiastic about Germany. And Adolf Hitler and the black Muslims told me, he made them aware of their racial heritage, and everybody should be proud of his racial heritage, and they thank Adolf Hitler for it.
Yes, that's something they won't hear in the news over here.
anyway, you can cut it off. What I mean is, I was grateful for the hospitality and the friendship I experienced in hundreds of American homes. And I think our people, the American and the German people and the European people, could work excellently together if the governments would not serve other interests and would allow us to carry out the will of the people.
Well, that's a common problem we have, Herr Roeder, is the fact that our governments have been infiltrated with people who do not want us to be friends and do not want us to talk to each other. And more and more people on this side of the ocean are waking up to that fact. I can guarantee you that many, many thousands upon thousands are waking up to the fact that our media is completely controlled and that we have been lied to continually about what really happened, not only in World War II, but World War I, about the Boer War in Africa, everywhere you turn. And just to let you know, I spoke with two German Americans. This was some years ago. One was a lady and one was a gentleman who grew up about the same time you did. And I asked them personally to tell me a little bit about that, and they said almost exactly the same thing you're saying. In fact, the lady who lived in Iowa at the time I talked to her, she looked around the room that we were speaking in to make sure nobody else was listening. That's how afraid she was to tell the truth, because in her words was that you Americans don't have a clue as to what really happened in Germany. And I agree with her. We don't have a clue, and we're trying to learn, and we appreciate you coming on the air here to talk to us.
Yeah.
But anyway, not enough of my ranting. People want to hear you, not me. If we could... you've been involved in some court cases. Could you cover a little bit about what's happened there?
I have been in jail for many, many years, 9.5 years. I was in prison for standing up and speaking my mind. And they wanted to convict me as a terrorist because I had known people who did some aggressive acts. But they convicted me because I hadn't stopped others from doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So I was... convicted for omission, you know.
Okay, right. In other words, they were saying that you knew about it, and since you didn't try to stop it, you were guilty.
Right. That was it.
Uh-huh.
Now they are trying to imprison me again, and they handed out a sentence of 2 years again, which I'm appealing now, but if I'm not succeeding with the appeal, I'll go to jail for 2 years again. for saying that the Holocaust was just humbug, an invention by Hollywood, because the Holocaust is a biblical expression for a sacrifice to Jehovah.
Mm-hmm.
So the Holocaust is the burning of a sacrifice.
Well,
Jews just want to put this on a religious basis that we allege we have persecuted them. I have been in prison together with the commander of Auschwitz.
Uh-huh.
And he told me everything about the camp, which has been a kind of a hallmark of German barbarians.
Uh-huh.
And I probably be the man now who knows more about Auschwitz than anybody else living anymore. I had Jewish clients who ran Auschwitz. And when I asked them, now tell me what clients who ran Auschwitz and released again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when I asked them, now tell me, I published a book about Auschwitz, The Auschwitz Lie. Tell me what happened in Auschwitz and what about the gas chambers? He said, what kind of gas chambers? I never saw any. There was a Jewish plant.
Well, that's coming out. There's Canadians who've written about this extensively. In fact, one of their own, named Finkelstein, has written a book about this.
Yeah, I just got this in English, and it's coming out in German now.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, I think the cat's out of the bag, as we say here in the States, Herr Roeder. The cat's out of the bag about this whole made-up hola hoax. We call it a hola hoax.
Yeah,
because it is a hoax. It's a hoax to keep us feeling guilty, to keep us suppressed, and to empty our bank accounts.
Yeah.
And we know who's excellent doing things like that.
That's exactly it. And you know what I did? Because this guilt complex has become a kind of self-supporting incident.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talking about the guilt that we have allegedly because of the Jews, etc. And in 1996, I published 95 theses on the, it was a commemoration year for Martin Luther.
Uh-huh.
Who once published 95 theses against the what we call ablass, you know, when you don't want to be punished by God, you should buy yourself out of hellfire by donating something to the Pope.
Right.
How do you call this in English? I don't know the...
I know what you're saying. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
When people were asked to pay for their sins in money,
right,
to get released from hellfire.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about, and for some...
You know, that was the main point against the Catholic Church.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I said, in 95 theses, it's the same thing is happening today. We are subjugated by a guilt complex that has no real basis whatsoever, just to make us feel guilty in order to pay money again and again and again, like in the medieval times, to pay to the church to be spared from hellfire.
Mm-hmm.
And I had published a whole page in a newspaper here in a daily paper, and it caused absolute havoc.
Oh, that right.
Yeah. For 3 weeks, the paper was filled page after page with letters from readers. Subject has ever caused so much interest as this talk about the guilt complex. And I said, then I argued, you know, with biblical conviction. I said, in Jesaja, first chapter, you find the saying, even if your sin was red as blood, I'll wash you clean and white like the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus says, every sin can be forgiven except the sin against the Holy Spirit.
Right.
If Jesus said that and Jesaja said that, why are you talking about the guilt complex of a German nation for something they haven't done? And even if they had done something wrong against the Jews, it could have been forgiven years and years ago.
Right.
If they don't, they are not Christians. They are just barbarians. They are devils. wanting to subjugate us just with a guilt complex to strip us of our money, of our heritage and everything.
Oh, yes, and to keep us...
Since, you know, since then, I'm the most hated man in Germany.
Well, you're the most hated and the most loved. It just depends on who we're talking about.
That's exactly right.
As I've told many of our friends, we shouldn't expect our enemies to love us. It's the love of the people that care about truth and their heritage that matters. These other people are just reprobates. Now, a friend of mine was telling me that at one time you were part of a demonstration to show support, and you were actually attacked physically by leftists, even though you had permission to be at this event.
We had a permitted demonstration, just a standing demonstration. We stood there with several posters, you know, protesting against the defamation of the German soldier.
Ah.
In front of an exhibition that was cursing and degrading the German soldiers.
Uh-huh.
And we stood there just peacefully with a poster protesting against these lies. And then 300 policemen standing around us, watching the whole affair. Suddenly 12 men with hoods over their heads, black hoods, attacked us, and five of them attacked me, beat me down to the ground. They attacked me from front and behind, and I couldn't defend myself in all directions. I was beaten from the back on my head, and I broke down, the blood streaming down my face, and I couldn't see anything anymore. The police stood around and looked at it, and when we asked them, I was then carried by a rescue vehicle, you know,
uh-huh.
By alarm. I was taken to the clinic. My skull was broken, my nose was broken, five fingers were broken, and brain concussion. The police, we asked later, they told us they had orders not to intervene, just to look how they would kill me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Of course, we have the same thing happening here. We had an incident recently in New York where the Puerto Ricans had a special day, and it turned out they accosted and stripped the clothes from and fondled white women that were amongst the crowd, and the police stood by and did absolutely nothing. It's just absolutely horrendous, the assault on white people in this world today, and what I'm ashamed of is the people in uniform of my own race who are part of this. I think they are scoundrels, to tell you the truth. Okay, now we got your address. I think you covered this earlier, but we'll talk about it again, the fact that the people in the German government today do not represent the average German person, similar to the people in our American government today do not represent the average Christian white American.
Absolutely right.
So Germany has the same problem.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And therefore, we should cooperate worldwide, you know, because the problem is not only the same in America and Germany, it's the same in South Africa, it's in Britain, where I have many friends, it's the world over, the situation that the people are not asked about their real fate, but some kind of politicians decide behind the closed doors what should happen to us.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm telling you what, now I've kept you on the phone for quite a while. If you would like, since we're almost at the right time to stop this for a single broadcast, would you do another interview with me to where we could talk almost exclusively about your youth and what Germany was like back in the 30s and 20s? So what I'll do then is I'll call you at another time, because I imagine you're pretty tired now.
Yeah.
So I'll set that up with you, and we'll give the audience another date for when they can hear that.
Right, yeah.
But this has been an excellent interview, and I just want to say thank you so much, and we look forward to chatting with you again. We certainly support what you're doing and encourage you, and I'm going to get your address out to as many people as I can to see if we can't get some help coming your way.
Okay. Shall I send you some literature or publication from me?
Sure.
I would do.
Okay, folks, that ends the interview with Herr Roeder. And, of course, we will endeavor to have him come back on the program at a future date to give us more details of his life and the way things were in Germany during and after World War II and the various things that have happened over there. He told me off the air that he had spent some time in prison due to his belief, and they are currently trying to put him in prison once again for telling the truth about what really happened during World War II versus the politically correct stance. And so we ask that everybody keep him in his prayers, also to prayerfully consider sending him some support for those who did not hear the address correctly. We will give it here again at the end of the program, and we will also have it posted at our website, which is http://byyahwehsdesign.com. And we have a few extra minutes here. If we could give you a few addresses and bits of information that we normally give at the beginning of the program, however, we'll give it to you now. We highly encourage you to, of course, support Heritage Broadcasting, and you can write to them at P.O. Box 5583, Evansville, Indiana, 47716. We also highly recommend consultation on health issues with Dr. Judy Knipp at Saltbox Herbs. You can reach Judy at area code 724-639-9607. Also, Clifton Emmeheiser has a lot of information in his library, and he's also a prolific writer himself and a historian. For his teaching materials, you can contact Clifton Emmeheiser, E-M-A-H-I-S-E-R, at this address, 1012 North Vine Street. Again, that's 1012 North Vine Street, Fostoria, Ohio, 44830. We highly recommend the publication called The Resistor, which is edited by Sergeant First Class Stephen Barry, who's retired Army Special Forces, and it's the political warfare journal for the Special Forces Underground. You can order The Resistor by contacting Stephen at P.O. Box 35046, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28303. Stephen asks for $50 for four editions, which is approximately 1 year, or $15 for a single issue sample. We also want to remind you that the Feast of Passover is coming up, and it will be celebrated here in southwestern Michigan on the weekend of April 14th and 15th. We recommend and certainly encourage you to come and share with us. There'll be great speakers coming from all over the country. And for information concerning the feast and local accommodations, please contact Pastor Bruce Soloway, area code 231-924-9369. Also, if you're interested in adding to your family's income and teaching others about what's going on in the country at the same time from your home, you can call this toll-free number and hear a 3-minute taped message. The number is 877-584-0960. The code number is 52021. Again, the code number is 52021. I wanted to give you Manfred's address in Germany again, and you would label any correspondence to him as Manfred Roeder, R-O-E-D-E-R, and the next line of the address would be Haus Rischberg, and that's capital H-A-U-S, space, capital R-I-C-H-B-E-R-G. The next line would be D as in dog, dash 34639, space, and then Schwarzenborn, and that's S-C-H-W-A-R-Z-E-N-B-O-R-N. Then a forward slash, cruel, capital K-N-U-L-L with a double dot above the U. So that's knull, not cruel. K-N-U-L-L. So anyway, that's how you would write to Herr Roeder, and we would highly recommend that we support his work over there. He's a grand fellow. I'm telling you, this guy is an icon and quite a fighter for our people overseas, and we need to come together as a family, and we certainly would ask that you keep him in your prayers and prayerfully consider supporting his efforts over the seas. Well, we hope you enjoyed the program, ladies and gentlemen, and we certainly would encourage you to tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here at Heritage for another great message, and ask that you would consider listening in Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. for By Yahweh's Design. The first and third Fridays are the Daughters of Jacob Israel, which are hosted by Cherise. Till next time, folks, Yahweh bless one and all. Stay alert and keep your powder dry.
I've not forsaken.